Thank you, Brother Toby. It's a blessing to be in the service tonight. Thank God for the good testimonies and presence of the Lord tonight. Amen. I appreciate what He's done in the meeting tonight. Now that it's refreshed my heart. I was already thinking before several had testified, but when I got up tonight, maybe what I would say. And I do appreciate the privilege to be back in the meeting again this year. What a blessing. Thank you, Brother Toby, for inviting us to come. Church, thank you for allowing us to come. And I thought, as I have before, I've come at other times, I thought again today about how the church has been faithful to us and it's good to us and to help us in so many ways, and all the things they've provided for us down through the years, given to us, and have Bibles and clothes and food and finances, and they helped on the vehicle. Just so much that the church has helped with down through the years, and I am humbled and honored that you would do that to help us along the way. That is a blessing to my heart, and I thank you so kindly. And what a blessing you've been to us. And I thought tonight, Brother C.L. mentioned tonight, the choir was singing. And of course, when I came in 2001, there wasn't enough to have a choir and a guest. And usually the choirs came in and sang from other churches. And I finally told him one time, he asked about what could, I think, would help revival. I said, just sing your choir. Quit singing everybody else's choir. Amen. And I reckon he took advice. He started doing that anyhow.
Yeah.
And I praise the Lord for what He's done and how He's blessed you here in this place. I thank you. Thank God for your faithfulness. And I realize that what we consider old-time religion, the old-time way, the old paths, whatever, however you want to describe it, is very rare in these days. I mean, maybe you have more of it around here than what I'm aware of, but I hear people all the time, I don't know where I'd go to church, I don't know what I would do. It's just amazing that the fewness of this old time way.
Amen.
I told you about the man I talked to the other night, about the lady that used to shout. You know, she'd get out of the car shouting and shout while he preached and different things. And I told that man then, I said, when I started preaching in the early 70s, the places I would go, it would be unusual if you didn't have a good meeting. It was unusual not to have a good meeting. You went unto a church and had a week where it was dry and dead. It was unusual.
Yes.
It was abnormal. And now it's turned right the other way around. If you have a good meeting in a lot of places, it is exceptional and abnormal. It's the normal to have a dry and a dead meeting. What a day we live in.
Amen.
But I thank God for your faithfulness. I thank God for your standing for old-time religion.
Yes.
I realize you don't have the pews packed out and setting out chairs, but I'm thankful that you stand for old-time religion and for the old-time way.
Amen.
And I do believe that God does smile upon it, and I believe God does reverence and respect that, and will bless you. He's not forgetful.
Amen.
And He's not slack.
Amen.
He does remember your faithfulness and your work and labor of love, and He will reward that. I do believe that.
That's
don't
right.
You?
Amen.
And I'm thankful for this place and for you in the midst of this world that is like it is, and this nation that's like it is. And Isaiah said this, I mentioned some of it the other night, and he talked about what a condition is in, and then he said, except the Lord had left us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom and like Gomorrah.
Amen.
Have you ever thought the reason why God has you here is because He left you as a small remnant? Amen. Even, and if He didn't, this would already be like Sodom and Gomorrah. We'd already be judged.
Amen.
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 God's fire and brimstone already come. The only thing I want to tell you, I say to you tonight, it's not because of who's over the main man that's at the Pentagon tonight, the general. And it's not my friend, the might of the military, the reason why that we're spared tonight is because God has left a very small remnant. Now notice what he said. God said, I didn't just leave a remnant. I've left a small remnant. And I didn't just leave a small remnant. I've left a very small remnant.
Amen.
Amen. Just a few scattered here and there. Just 20 and 30 over here, 40, 50 over there. Amen. 10, 15 down here. Hallelujah. And the world says they're not doing anything. The mega church says, why, look at them. Amen. Oh, God help. And here's the ideology of some religion. I was at a church. I was going past the church. I preached a revival at church in North Carolina. And we passed another church. Church did a lot of mission work, been used to the Lord, didn't have a large membership, somewhere around 100. And there was a church built right close to them, almost next door to them, of a different denomination. And as a matter of fact, they had a woman as a pastor. And she made the statement. She said, we're going to put that place out of business. She didn't even know what she's talking about. We're going to show them off, you know. I want to tell you, friend, we're not in competition. But God, and it's not us that does that. Brother Toby said tonight, it is the Lord.
Amen.
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 And he said, I have left a very small remnant.
Amen.
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 I have left a very small remnant. Amen.
Yes.
When Elijah got over in the cave, the Lord said, what are you doing here, Elijah? What are you doing here? And he said, Lord, you don't understand. You don't understand that they have thrown down thy altars, and they have killed your prophets, and I'm the only one that's left. He said, I want to tell you something. I've left 7,000 that's not bowed a knee to Baal, nor kissed his image. So throughout this nation of ours, the reason why we're standing at all is because God has left a very small remnant.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. I just want to be that remnant. Somebody said it's not important. You're not doing anything. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Amen. Thank God. The Lord is using our line, us, our left us here, and holding this thing together.
Amen.
Amen. By that means. And letting us pass down to our children and grandchildren about this way. I'm grateful for that, aren't you?
Amen.
I want to be faithful. I want to be true in these days, don't you?
Amen.
I am. I do want to do that. And God help us to do that. Amen?
Amen.
And it is all about Him tonight. Amen. It is all about the Lord tonight. And He alone has the preeminence.
That's right.
He alone, He is the firstborn among many brethren, the first begotten of the dead.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, the first fruits of the resurrection. He's first tonight. It is all about Him. It revolves around Him. As a matter of fact, tonight He's the only one. He's the only Savior of sinners. There's nobody else can save sinners. Nobody else can forgive sin. Nobody else is qualified tonight, but He's got all the qualifications.
Amen.
Amen. He may be the only Savior, but He's an all-sufficient Savior.
Amen.
Amen. He's the only one you need. Hallelujah. Nobody else can do what He did. And that He's the only Savior of sinners tonight. He's the only one, thank God, my friend, that can satisfy God, satisfy the Sovereign. Amen. He's the only one that can make a sacrifice to the Sovereign. God would not accept anybody else's sacrifice. But when Jesus hung at Calvary, gave up the ghost, when He saw the travail of His soul, the Bible said, He shall be satisfied.
Amen.
And He was satisfied.
Amen.
He said, that's enough. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Bless His name.
Yes.
He was satisfied. Thank God. So satisfied that He waved all of us in. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So satisfied. Thank God. But it's not what I do or what you do, but my friend, that makes us accepted in the Beloved, but it's Him tonight. Amen.
Yes.
I'm glad He is, my friend, the only one that stands in for us. Do you know we got somebody in heaven tonight? Amen. The Bible said in Hebrews 9:24, He's appeared in the presence of God for us. Amen. 1 John 2:1 said we have an advocate with the Father. Jesus Christ, the righteous. I'd hate to go to court and try to be my own lawyer. My own advocate. My own representative.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Oh, my friend. Oh, it'd be terrible. Because I've not studied law. I don't know what all it means. But, buddy, when I hire somebody, he represents me. He's my advocate. Amen. He knows what the law says. He knows how to deal with a judge. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. He knows, my friend, when to object and when, my friend, what to say, what to do. Amen.
Right.
To represent me in the best fashion. And do you know in heaven tonight, there is one that's there in my behalf representing me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My advocate. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, the righteous. There he is, my friend. Thank God. Pleading my case. Amen. Making my request. No, isn't that amazing tonight? Thank God. Oh, I'm glad I have one at the right hand tonight. And I'm glad he stands in for me. Aren't you glad he stands in for you? Amen. Thank the Lord. And as Brother Mitchell said, not only, thank God, does he know the law. And he don't just know the law, he fulfilled the law. And not only that, thank God, he knows the judge.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Oh, he's got pull with the judge. Amen. Well, bless his name. Hallelujah. Oh, real pull. Amen. Thank God. Amen. And not only that, I'm thankful, my friend, that he's the only one that can satisfy, my friend, the soul. The only one. Amen. He told him there in John, I think it's John's Gospel, in John 6:34, he said, if you'll come to me, you won't hunger and you won't thirst, because I'm the bread of life.
Amen.
In other words, I will satisfy you. I will be your satisfaction. I'm glad he is our satisfaction, aren't you? I'm glad, thank God, he's the solution for society. Amen. Society's looking for a solution. And now, supposedly, the Democrats and Republicans are looking for a solution to our debt deal. Of course, we know that both of them are lying. I don't care if you're a yellow dog Democrat or yellow dog Republican. Doesn't make no difference. They both lying. They're not really interested in seeing that we get what's best for us. They sold us down the river a long time ago.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's exactly right. They done sold us down a long time ago. And now it's coming home to us. But I'm glad. And my friend, he is the solution for society. There'll never be a man or a person that can find the solutions to society and to their problems. They don't know how. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hear me, friend. They just don't know how. Amen. They want to look to somebody. They want somebody that can do that, but nobody can. I'm glad that the Lord Himself, according to 1 Timothy 6 and verse 15, said in His times He will show that He is the only blessed potentate. Amen. Thank God. King of kings, Lord of lords. In His times.
Yes.
Amen. In His times. Well, I need to sit down. I didn't really want to preach tonight, but let me say this. When he came the first time, he gave his back to the smiters. Amen. Oh, hear me, friend. It's like this. I preached on Noah last night. When Noah's day, the Bible said in Genesis 6:3, my spirit not always strive with man. God quit striving. The Holy Spirit quit restraining man. He turned man loose to do what he wanted to do. Amen. And that's what he's going to do and has done, and I believe doing in this generation.
Amen.
That's why we see what we see, because man is not restrained by the power of God. He's withdrawn from man. Man refused him. Amen. Then in Isaiah 1, he told them, he said, why should you be stricken anymore? He said, you'll just revolt more and more. He said, the more I whip you, the more you keep doing. He said, so what I'm going to finally do is just quit. And that's what he did to Noah's generation. He just said, I'm going to quit restraining you. And then to the nation of Israel, he said, I'm going to quit striving with you. I'm going to quit, my friend, reproving you. I'm just going to let you go. And they went into captivity. Amen. And now into this world, the Lord said, I'm not going to restrain you. Amen. Oh, he said, but I'm going to come down and take your place.
Amen.
And the Father laid the full stroke of His wrath on His Son. He gave His back to the smiters. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
And now there's been blessing upon this earth for 2,000 plus years because God has not imputed the sins of the world to them. Amen. But reconciled the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. Amen. But you see, what the world has done is they pushed that Savior away. They pushed that help and that hope away. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what God will do? My friend, God's going to do. I'll tell you what He's going to do in His times. He's going to show them He's the only blessed potentate. He's the one they'll bow to. And He's, when He comes again, I'm telling you, He's not going to give His back to the smiter.
Amen.
I tell you, when He comes again, He's not coming for them to spit on Him or to slap at Him.
Amen.
I'll tell you, when He comes again, He'll be King of kings.
Amen.
And Lord of lords. And every knee shall bow.
Amen.
And every tongue shall confess.
Amen.
That He's Lord.
Amen.
To the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And He's just left us a remnant. As a remnant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we wouldn't be like Sodom and Gomorrah. And will He find faith? Hallelujah. Will He find faith when He comes? Oh, I'm thankful. I am thankful tonight to be in that little
remnant.
To be in that little remnant.
Yes.
Oh my. I mean, buddy, you take this little crowd tonight and you put us in comparison. What's the county we're living here?
Harrison
County. You put this little crowd compared to everybody in Harrison County tonight. What a remnant. Amen. Just a remnant. Then you put us compared to the state of Georgia. Amen. Then you put us compared to the United States. And then you put us compared to the world itself. I want to tell you, out of what, 6 billion? Is there 6 billion now? 6 billion people on the face of the earth? Thank God. And here's a very small remnant that God has left. And I realize this is not the only one, but I'm just trying to show you tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
The Lord. Oh, I'm glad to be in that number, ain't you?
Amen.
Have you ever felt embarrassed or bothered because you didn't fit in with everybody else? Because you wouldn't like everybody else? And because society looked down on you? And religion looks down on you? Amen. But I sure am glad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That I'm one of His and He's left us as a remnant. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Amen. And oh, when He comes again. Hallelujah. Oh, He's going to call us to Himself. Thank God. Oh my. And what a day that'll be.
Amen.
I love Him, don't you? Amen. Talking about living for Him tonight. And I think of what Brother Raymond Cook said so many times. He said the only motivation that ought to make us want to live for Christ is our love for Him.
Amen.
And if that's not the first and the primary motive of living for Him and doing right, we're doing it out of the wrong motive. I'll say this. If you fall in love with Him just right, you will live for Him.
Amen.
And if you'll fall in love with Him just right, you won't have to have so much hard preaching. You won't have to have rules and regulations so much.
Amen.
Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
Because you want to do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You really love your wife. You're not going to be doing things, my friend, that would destroy her and destroy your home and your marriage. No, my friend, because you love her. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Amen. I want to tell you what's happened in our day. Thank God we've got a bunch of rules and regulations for a bunch of rebels.
Amen.
That need to be bow to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and get saved by His grace.
Amen.
Then they can live right. Hallelujah. Be like my grandfather Young said. Actually, he'd be my great-grandfather. He'd say it this way. He'd say it's natural for a child of God to live right as it is for a chicken to go barefooted.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's just your nature. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isn't that right? It is.
Yeah.
Amen. I guess that's a odd way of putting it, but it's true. Amen? It is true. Thank God. All the how-to seminars of our day, all the things that folks do today, if folks would just get saved, fall in love with Him, that'll take care of a whole lot of problems and things that folks and issues that folks are trying to deal with. I do believe that's right, don't you? Well, I'm glad He's left a small remnant. I'm glad He is the only one, my friend, that can save and can satisfy. I love Him. It's been a joy to be with you. Thank you, Pastor, for letting me come. Church, for allowing us to be here. May the Lord bless you. And I do covet your prayers as we go on, and we pray for you from time to time. We do ask the Lord to help you. And I thank you for standing for old time religion. Just stay with us, stuff. Amen. Occupy till He comes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And when the battle's over, we'll wear the crown.
Amen.
Oh, the song said, wear the bright and shining crown. And when the battle's over, and it's about over with, I'm glad it's about over with. Thank you, Pastor. The Lord bless you.
Well, how about we get a couple of these ladies play the piano? Sister Samuel, come play that song sometime. Let's sing page 46. Sister Donna, come on to the organ, please. And let's sing page 46. I'd rather be an old time Christian than anything that I know. Is that kind of right? Page 46, I'd rather be an old time Christian.